Last year's big soda fire burned more than 400 square miles of rangeland in southwest Idaho and eastern Oregon. That includes the food source for the area's three wild horse herds. When the Bureau of Land Management, which manages the Wild Horse and Burro program, realized the horses were in jeopardy, they rescued nearly 300 animals last August. The future of the soda horses, though, is a microcosm of the larger issue of wild horses here in the West. Samantha Wright followed one soda fire horse to better understand the challenges that program continues to face.
A horse trailer drives through the back gate of the very windy BLM Boise Wild Horse Corrals south of the city. Inside is Red Ryder, a 9-month-old weanling who was rescued after the soda fire. This was his first home off the range, but for the past 6 weeks, he's been living in Horseshoe Bend with Brittany Cooper and Jana Duvetter. Cooper says Red Ryder is special.
He is amazing.
The girls are members of the Lone Star Riders 4-H Club. Since 2009, the BLM has partnered with the University of Idaho 4-H Extension Program to pair up teenagers with young wild horses. The teens gentle, a verb here, and train the animals to make them more adoptable.
We teach them how to go over bridges. We get them comfortable with being touched everywhere. We work with tarps and poles and backing and trotting, pretty much all the groundwork that you'd do with a normal horse.
Today, four soda fire weanlings will take the trail challenge. Each 4-H group runs their horse through an obstacle course. The animals have come a long way from their home that was destroyed by last year's soda fire.
Essentially, the day that they called that soda fire controlled, we knew we had to get the horses out of there. It was black as far as you could see, and there just simply was not enough forage to sustain those horses.
Heather Teal Nelson with the BLM says 27 wild horses died in the fire. Some were injured, and the rest were starving. The BLM, which has 6 wild horse management areas in Idaho, decided to remove or gather the animals from 3 of those areas hit by the fire. When the herds get too big or the food supply isn't enough, they're taken off the range.
They go into either an off-range corral situation or an off-range pasture in the Midwest.
The BLM has 46,000 horses and burros from 10 western states in corrals or pastures. Another 67,000 have been left on the range. But the BLM says there's only room for 27,000 of them. They need to take another 40,000 off the land, but they've got nowhere to put them. Back in 1971, wild horses and burros received federal protection, and the BLM took over management of 25,000 animals. Since then, the habitat has shrunk. Wild horse herds can double every 4 years, and adoption rates have plummeted over the last 15 years. It all adds up to a big problem for the BLM. Adoption programs like the 4-H Challenge and the Extreme Mustang Makeover help some, but neither the BLM nor its critics think adoption will solve the problem.
It takes a certain kind of person with resources and patience and time and skill to train a wild horse, and not everyone has that.
That's Suzanne Roy, executive director of the American Wild Horse Preservation Campaign. Unlike some critics of the BLM program who want the horses gone, she wants to keep wild horses on the range. She says the BLM needs to rely more on birth control to keep populations down. The campaign also wants to make more room by cutting back on cattle grazing.
There's got to be a commitment to really changing, and changing in a way that preserves the essence of America's wild free-roaming horses and honors why they are important to our country.
But the BLM says current birth control methods just aren't that effective. Last year, the agency started an $11 million research project to find better ways of controlling fertility. They're also trying sterilization, a practice Mustang advocates vehemently oppose. At an emotional congressional hearing in June, the BLM admitted frustration at the current system and the need for change. Heather Teal Nelson says the solution won't be easy.
Do we have a monumental challenge in front of us? Absolutely. Do I think we're up for it? You bet.
Back at the trail challenge, Brittany Cooper and Red Ryder fly through the course. Afterwards, Cooper and co-trainer Jana Duvetter are all grins.
It was good. He did really well.
Cooper ended up adopting this particular horse. The teenagers hope to start training a new wild horse through 4-H later this year. Some of the rest of the soda fire horses have been adopted. Others have gone to corrals in Reno and Bruno. The BLM says in a few years, when the landscape is recovered, the horses will be returned to their home on the range. The rest of the animals in holding will remain there until a better long-term solution can be found. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.